Hey everyone, welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're all about getting you up to speed quickly on stuff that matters, and today we're diving into something essential for anyone who spends time on the water. We're talking marine lights, the kind that make a real difference out there. And to guide us, we've got this really solid blog post that breaks down the key features of high-quality marine lights.
That's right. You, our listener, are probably here because you want to cut through the noise and really understand what makes a marine light worth investing in, right?
Right.
You don't want to be stuck squinting at tiny print, trying to decipher specs. You just want the confidence to choose lights that are going to enhance your safety and make your whole boating experience better.
Exactly. And that's where this blog post comes in. It lays out 5 must-have features to look for, and it explains why each one is so important for boat owners like you.
So, by the end of this deep dive, you'll be able to spot a high-quality marine light a mile away, and you'll know exactly what to look for when you're ready to upgrade your boat's lighting.
Sounds good to me. So let's jump right in. The first thing the blog highlights is durability and rugged construction. And, I mean, it makes sense, right? The marine environment is...
brutal. Yeah, that's the word. It really is. Think about it. Salt water, UV rays, relentless weather. I mean, any light fixture on your boat is constantly battling those elements.
Right. And the first line of defense, as the blog points out, is choosing the right materials. They talk about marine-grade materials like stainless steel, anodized aluminum, polycarbonate. So what makes these materials so much better suited for this kind of beading?
Well, it comes down to their inherent ability to resist corrosion. You know, salt water can wreak havoc on metal, but certain grades of stainless steel, like 316, well, they have a higher chromium and nickel content.
Yeah, that helps.
It creates this protective layer that can really stand up to the aggressive chloride ions in salt water way better than other metals. And then you've got anodized aluminum that forms a thick oxide layer, which acts as a shield against corrosion and wear, and polycarbonate. It's this tough, UV-resistant plastic that can take an impact without becoming brittle. These materials are chosen for a reason. It's not just about being waterproof. It's about being built for the long haul in a really challenging environment.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, the blog also mentions shock and vibration resistance. I mean, let's face it, being on a boat isn't exactly a smooth ride all the time.
Nope, not at all. You've got waves hitting the hull, the constant vibration of the engine. Your lights are going to take a beating.
So how do you design a light to handle that kind of abuse?
The blog emphasizes reinforced housings and sturdy mounting systems. It's not just about keeping the light attached. It's about protecting the internal components from all that jarring and shaking so they keep working reliably even when things get rough.
I've definitely seen lights on boats that look like they've been through the ringer.
Right. And then there's the sun. We've all seen what the sun can do to things left outside, fading, cracking. The blog talks about UV-resistant coatings and even ceramic coatings to combat that. What's the deal with those?
Yeah, how do those coatings actually help?
Well, think of it like sunscreen for your lights. UV radiation is a major culprit in breaking down materials and coatings. These specialized coatings act as a barrier, preventing the materials from degrading, cracking, and losing their color over time.
So it's like a shield against the sun's damaging rays.
Exactly. And ceramic coatings in particular are super durable. They offer this incredibly hard protective layer against both UV damage and physical wear and tear. It really helps extend the life of your lights and keeps them looking good.
Okay, so we've talked about tough materials, protection from the elements. But what about water actually getting inside the light?
Oh, that's a recipe for disaster.
Right. That's got to be a killer for the electrical components.
Absolutely. Salt water and electronics. Not a good mix. The blog is right on the money when it emphasizes heavy-duty seals and enclosures. You see, even a tiny breach can allow salt water in, and that leads to rapid corrosion and ultimately electrical failure. So these seals, which are often made of specialized rubber or silicone, they create this watertight barrier to protect the delicate electronics inside. It's a critical detail that separates a truly marine-grade light from something that might work okay on land, but wouldn't last a week on a boat.
It's all about the details.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, under durability, they mention temperature tolerance. It's not just the water and the bumps, it's also the extremes, right?
Yeah.
Freezing cold to blazing hot.
You got it. A light fixture on a boat might have to endure a sub-zero winter night followed by a scorching summer day. The materials need to be able to expand and contract without cracking or compromising those seals. And you have to remember, electronic components have operating temperature ranges too. A high-quality marine light will be designed to function reliably across a wide spectrum of temperatures.
So putting it all together, what's the real takeaway here for our listener when it comes to durability? It's got to be more than just it lasts a long time, right?
Right. The deeper insight is that it's about reliability when you need it most. Investing in this level of rugged construction isn't just about saving money on replacements, it's about peace of mind. It's knowing your lights are going to perform when you need them most, whether you're navigating a tricky channel at night or dealing with unexpected weather. It lets you focus on enjoying your time on the water, not worrying about equipment failure.
I like that. Peace of mind is definitely worth something. Now, speaking of things that can cause equipment to fail on a boat, water has to be right up there. Let's dive into waterproofing and those all-important IP ratings.
Absolutely. As the blog makes clear, marine lights are going to get wet. It's just a fact of life. Splashes, spray, even the potential for full submersion.
Yep.
So robust waterproofing is absolutely non-negotiable.
And that's where these IP ratings come in. To be honest, they always seem a bit mysterious to me. Can you demystify them a little? What do those numbers actually tell you about a light's ability to handle water?
Sure. Ingress protection, or IP, ratings are basically an international standard that classifies the level of protection an enclosure provides.
Protection from what?
From things getting inside. Solid objects like dust, but more importantly for us, liquids. The first digit in the rating refers to solids, and the second digit refers to liquids. The higher the second digit, the better the water resistance.
Okay, so the blog mentions a few key IP ratings that are relevant for marine lights. It starts with IP65, but it suggests that it's not really the best for high-quality marine applications. Why is that?
Well, IP65 means the light is protected against low-pressure water jets from any direction. That's fine for some rain or light splashes, but it's generally not enough for what you'd encounter on a boat, you know?
Like a big wave crashing on the deck.
Exactly. Or imagine getting caught in a heavy downpour while you're underway. IP65 might not cut it.
Okay, so you need something more robust. What about IP67? What kind of water protection does that offer?
IP67 is a big step up. It means the light can withstand being temporarily immersed in water, typically up to 1 meter for about 30 minutes. This level is much more suitable for deck and cabin lighting, where you might get occasional splashes or maybe even a brief accidental submersion, like if you drop a flashlight overboard and quickly fish it out.
I can see how that would be important. Then there's IP68, which sounds like what you'd want if the light is going to be underwater.
You got it. IP68 means the light is fully submersible, beyond 1 meter, under conditions that are specified by the manufacturer. This is the rating you want for things like underwater lights, transom lights, for example, or lights designed to illuminate the water around the boat.
So basically, if it's going underwater, look for that IP68 rating. The blog also mentions IP69K. That sounds pretty intense. What's so special about that one?
IP69K. That's the big daddy. It's designed to handle high-pressure, high-temperature water jets. Think extreme marine environments or situations where you're regularly blasting your boat with a powerful hose.
Okay, so probably overkill for most recreational boaters.
Probably. While it's the ultimate in water ingress protection, it might be more than you need for typical boating activities.
So knowing the IP rating is important, but the blog also makes a point of saying there are other waterproofing features to consider beyond just that number. What are some of the things we should be looking for?
These are the details that really ensure the waterproofing is effective. For example, sealed wiring and connections are critical. Even if the light housing is watertight, if water can seep in through poorly sealed wires, you've got a problem. High-quality, watertight connectors are essential to maintain the integrity of the whole electrical system.
It's like having a great raincoat but forgetting to zip it up.
Right. And then there are double-layer gaskets. They provide an extra layer of protection against leaks, which is especially important over time as materials might wear down a bit. It's just good engineering. And then finally, you have breather relief valves.
Wait, a valve that lets air in. But isn't the whole point to keep water out?
I know, it sounds counterintuitive. But think about what happens when temperatures change. The air inside the light housing expands and contracts, which creates pressure differences. And that can actually suck moisture in through the seals over time or cause condensation to build up inside.
I see. So the valve helps with that.
Exactly. Breather relief valves equalize the pressure, preventing that moisture buildup while still keeping water out. It's a clever way to manage the internal environment of the light and prevent corrosion and electrical shorts.
So it's not just about seeing a high IP rating and calling it a day.
Nope. The real aha here is that it's about the whole package. A robust IP rating, combined with these additional features like sealed wiring, double gaskets, and breather valves, indicates a truly comprehensive approach to waterproofing. It's not just a number. It's about confidence. The light is going to stand up to the demands of the marine environment and keep working reliably.
That makes a lot of sense. All right, let's shift gears a bit and talk about something equal crucial: brightness and beam quality. I mean, being able to see clearly is pretty fundamental to boating safely, wouldn't you say?
It's more than fundamental. It's essential. Whether you're navigating at night, docking in a tight spot, or simply trying to find something you dropped on deck, the quality of your light is critical.
Now, Balog starts off by talking about lumens. We hear that term all the time when it comes to lights. But in a practical sense, what does it actually tell us?
Lumens measure the total amount of visible light a source puts out. So a light with higher lumens is going to be brighter. The blog gives some helpful guidelines. Navigation lights should be in the 5,000 to 10,000 lumen range to be clearly visible, and powerful spotlights can crank out over 70,000 lumens for long-range visibility. But it's important to note that sheer brightness isn't everything. You need usable light, not something that blinds you or other boaters.
Right, it's got to be effective, not just bright. And the way the light is spread out matters too, right? That's where beam angle comes in.
Exactly. The beam angle determines how wide or focused the light is. A wide beam angle, say around 120 degrees, is great for illuminating a large area like your deck, making it safe to move around. A narrow beam, maybe 30 to 60 degrees, concentrates the light, which is better for specific tasks like docking or searching for a marker in the distance. Choosing the right beam angle really depends on what you're using the light for and the kind of boating you do.
So it's about choosing the right tool for the job. What about the color of the light? The blog mentions a color temperature range of 5,000K to 6,000K. What's the reason for that specific range for marine lights?
Well, that range gives you what's called a cool white light, and it's very similar to natural daylight. Our eyes actually see best under this type of light.
Interesting. So it's not just about how bright it is, but also how our eyes perceive it.
Exactly. It also tends to provide better contrast and more accurate color rendition than warmer yellowish light or cooler bluish light. And that can be really helpful for spotting details at night or in low light conditions.
And then there's this thing called CRI. The blog mentions it, the color rendering index. That sounds a bit technical. Why should boaters care about that?
CRI measures how accurately a light source shows the true colors of objects compared to natural light. A higher CRI means colors look more natural and less distorted. Now, this might sound like a minor detail, but it can be surprisingly important in marine situations. For instance, if you're trying to identify a buoy at night, a light with a high CRI will help you see its true color more accurately.
That makes a lot of sense, especially when you're relying on those colors for navigation.
Mm.
And finally, the blog mentions adjustable brightness as a desirable feature.
Oh, absolutely. Being able to adjust the brightness gives you so much flexibility. You might want a super bright light for navigating busy waterways or for tricky maneuvers, but then you can dim it down when you're at anchor or fishing to conserve power and reduce glare. It lets you tailor the light to the situation.
So the bottom line about brightness and beam quality is that it's not just about having the most powerful light on the water, right?
Right. The key is to have the right kind of light for your needs. The appropriate brightness, beam angle, and color quality all working together to enhance safety and usability on your boat.
Okay, let's talk about something that's near and dear to every boater's heart power consumption. Our fourth must-have is energy efficiency and low power consumption.
And that's super important. You know, your boat's electrical system has a limited capacity, and your lights are just one of the things drawing power. Efficient lighting can make a big difference in how long your batteries last and how well your whole electrical system performs.
The blog lists some pretty clear benefits for choosing energy-efficient lights. But let's break those down, starting with reduced battery strain. Why is that so important when you're out on the water?
Well, your battery is your lifeline out there, especially on a smaller boat or if you're spending time away from shore power. Traditional incandescent or halogen bulbs use a lot of energy. LEDs, on the other hand, are incredibly energy efficient. They use a fraction of the power.
So switching to LEDs means?
You significantly reduce the strain on your batteries. They'll last longer, and you're much less likely to end up with a dead battery and no power for essential things like your navigation or communication systems.
That's a situation no boater wants to be in. What about the lifespan of the lights themselves? Does energy efficiency play a role there?
It absolutely does. Because LEDs are more energy efficient, they also generate much less heat than traditional bulbs. And that lower operating temperature translates directly into a longer lifespan. The blog mentions 50,000 hours or more, which is significantly longer than halogen or incandescent bulbs.
Fewer replacements, less hassle.
Yeah.
I like it. And the blog also lists cooler operation as a benefit. So is that just about longevity, or are there other advantages there?
Cooler operation is good for several reasons. First, as we just discussed, it extends the life of the light. Second, it reduces the risk of overheating, which can damage nearby materials and even create a fire hazard, which obviously is a serious concern on a boat. And third, less heat output means less wasted energy, so it contributes to overall efficiency.
Makes sense. And finally, they talk about solar compatibility. For boaters who have solar panels on their boats, how does energy-efficient lighting tie into that?
Energy-efficient LEDs are a perfect match for solar power systems. Because they use so little power, a small solar array can often provide enough juice to run your essential lights, especially when you're anchored or off the grid. It's a great way to keep your lights on without relying solely on your batteries or running a generator.
So it's a win-win, good for your wallet and good for the environment. So the real takeaway about energy efficiency is?
It's not just about saving a few watts here and there. It's about the big picture. Energy-efficient LED marine lights offer a bunch of benefits. They save battery power, they last longer, they run cooler and safer, and they're ideal for sustainable power solutions like solar.
Great. Now let's move on to our last must-have feature, and this is one that I think everyone can appreciate. Ease of installation and maintenance. Nobody wants to spend hours fiddling with wiring or constantly cleaning their lights.
I agree. Even the best performing light isn't much good if it's a pain to install and maintain.
So what are some of the things that make a marine light easy to install?
Plug-and-play connectors are a game changer. These pre-wired connectors simplify the electrical hookups, making it something that even a reasonably handy boat owner can handle without needing to call an electrician. And adjustable mounts are also really helpful. They allow you to fine-tune the direction of the beam without having to do a lot of pre-drilling or complicated adjustments.
Okay, so that's installation. What about maintenance? What features make it easier to keep these lights in good shape?
Well, those sealed wiring and connectors we talked about earlier play a role here too. They help prevent corrosion, so the connections last longer and require less maintenance. And some manufacturers are now using self-cleaning lenses with hydrophobic coatings.
Hold on, self-cleaning lenses. That sounds amazing.
It's pretty slick. These coatings repel water, dirt, and salt spray, so you'll spend a lot less time wiping down your lights to keep them working optimally.
I can see how that would be a big plus for boaters. So the big aha when it comes to ease of installation and maintenance?
It's that choosing lights that are designed to be user-friendly just makes your life easier. You spend less time dealing with technical headaches and more time enjoying your boat.
I like the sound of that. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about durability, waterproofing, brightness, energy efficiency, and ease of use. Zooming out a bit, why is it so important for boaters to make the right choice when it comes to marine lights?
It's about safety, first and foremost. The blog really drives home the point that good marine lighting goes way beyond simply meeting the minimum requirements for being out on the water at night. Reliable, high-quality lights are a crucial safety feature.
It's easy to overlook the importance of good visibility until you're out there in a tricky situation.
Exactly. If you can't see clearly because your lights are inadequate or they fail, it puts you at risk. You're more likely to have an accident, and a fun day on the water can turn into a dangerous situation very quickly, especially if the weather turns bad.
And it's not just about safety in the moment. There are also long-term benefits to choosing quality marine lighting, right?
Absolutely. Durable, well-engineered lights are an investment that pays off over time. You'll have fewer failures, which means less money spent on replacements and less downtime. Plus, as we discussed, you'll save on battery power. And if you're someone who ventures offshore or into areas with challenging conditions, fog, rough seas, having lights you can depend on is paramount. It's not just a convenience, it's a matter of safety.
So let's quickly recap. We talked about the importance of durable construction to handle the marine environment, the ins and outs of waterproofing and those IP ratings, the nuances of brightness and beam quality, the benefits of energy-efficient LEDs, and the value of easy installation and maintenance.
That's right. Those are the core elements of a high-quality marine lighting system, and they contribute directly to a safer, more reliable, and ultimately more enjoyable boating experience.
So, for you, our listener, as you're thinking about upgrading your boat's lights, consider how these five features align with the way you use your boat and the waters you typically navigate. Think about the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have reliable lighting. This deep dive has given you a solid foundation, and now it's about exploring specific types of lights and brands that match your boat and your activities. A little more research, armed with the knowledge we've discussed here, will help you choose the right lights for your needs and make sure you're well prepared for whatever adventures await you out on the water. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
Thanks for listening.